AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Getting ready for launch shortly, Boeing Starliner rocket set to take two astronauts to the International Space Station. It was delayed earlier this week because of a computer problem at Cape Canaveral. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
Boeing is facing a major PR crisis right now, so they need this to work out well, especially because they've already lost $1.5 billion on this program with all of those delays.
New York City's much-anticipated congestion pricing plan is now on hold indefinitely. It was to have taken effect at the end of the month, charging drivers up to $15 if they wanted to go below 60th Street in Manhattan. A gunman is in custody in Beirut. Officials say he fired shots at the U.S. Embassy. Police returned fire, wounding him. No one else hurt. President Biden's executive order at the southern border is now in effect. It closes U.S. borders between ports of entry for those trying to enter the U.S. illegally, meaning asylum seekers won't be able to cross that way until the numbers go down. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three people are due in a Madison courtroom September 19th to face felony charges connected to the 2020 fake presidential electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call suggests more people could still be charged.
I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that this is an ongoing investigation, and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show.
Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are charged with felony forgery. Call denies the timing has anything to do with this year's election. The National Weather Service now confirms an EF1 tornado touched down east of Mount Horeb May 21st. There's no word as to why the confirmation took so long. The latest twister is the 24th to hit Wisconsin so far this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Beltline was shut down yesterday because a car was on fire. Madison police say they responded to an accident, and that's when the car went up in flames. One person was hurt. Traffic backed up in both directions, but this was in the westbound lane, so they were closed for about an hour. The person hurt was taken to the hospital. Fraud costs. It costs Medicare about $60 billion per year. It costs people time, stress, worry, lost work, and even their identities. It's Medicare Fraud Prevention Week.
Keep an eye on Medicare statements, view them to make sure that there aren't any suspicious claims that got snuck in with their Medicare information. The fraudsters hope that people don't look at their statements.
That's Ingrid Kundinger, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol Project Manager. She says one thing to be extra wary of, phone calls. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers fall in extras. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Philadelphia defeated Milwaukee 2-1 in 10 innings yesterday. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers had their opportunities.
We had opportunities. We didn't get the ball in the air one time. We didn't make contact in the outfield a couple times. And, we had opportunities to take the lead.
The Brewers and Phillies play this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. Packers OTAs continue this week. Coach Matt LaFleur says the team's got a good energy.
I think every time we step in the meeting rooms, there's been great energy, great interaction with the guys. I think that's part of the process is just how we can come together, and I think that's a great part of the offseason.
That's a sentiment shared by wide receiver Bo Melton.
You can tell as soon as you walk in the locker room, we just play games together, just chill together, play basketball, anything. And so we go out on the field, the same thing, we all work hard. So we love the vibe, we love the energy that we bring into the team right now.
For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bosch, Lincoln Lawyer, and Bloodline actor Jamie McShane. And Anya Esther joins me to talk about backrooms. If you're curious what that means, join us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Concerned you having a convicted felon at the top of the ticket?
No, I think the American people saw what happened in New York. They saw two, what were typically misdemeanors, being elevated to 34 felonies.
No. Misdemeanors?
No, that's not at all what we saw.
No, not at all.
Legally and factually incorrect. No. Who is that douchebag? That douchebag would be, Mike Garcia, Republican of California. Mm-hmm. This douchebag would be Nick LaLotta, mm-hmm. Republican of New York.
I mean, you're running with the convicted felon at the top of your ticket.
I take the process. not the same. And a lot of my constituents are focused on the fact of the trial not being fair, the process not being fair. And they're upset and they're angry.
Really? Wow. That's not what polling shows. Okay, and then this douchebag would be Anthony Esposito, Republican of New York as well.
No issues nominating a convicted felon.
I have no issues in supporting Donald Trump for president of the United States.
A convicted felon.
A convicted felon.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct. Which, as we pointed out earlier, is not name-calling. It is legally and factually.
It's factual. I think we'd be sued if we didn't call him that,
right,
because
right.
Then we'd be lying.
Exactly.
We would be incorrect.
Right.
Yes. What do I always say? Things that we do as a bit on this show then become real. Glenn Kirshner did a little skit on Friday about Trump accepting the nomination behind prison glass.
Right.
RNC chair Michael Whatley made a startling admission on Newsmax, sharing the GOP is preparing for the possibility that Trump might have to give his nomination speech to the National Convention from prison. We are working on that now, said Whatley.
Is Trump going to have to put his nipple up to the window?
Let's ask Colonel Zosrocki. I think it might go a little something like this.
That's good coffee.
That's my name.
Coffee with Carlos Zosrocki.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
Good morning! How are you? You know, Billy, Billy. What?
To the last drop.
You got the last
drop. Carlos is wearing an entire head.
You have something on your,
in his
on your
glasses.
You got something on your glasses there.
Oh.
Last week, Carlos had a small leaf in his glasses for the first half hour because I thought it was a bandage. I didn't want to be rude.
Right.
Yeah. That was very funny. You brought a giant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. Buen día. Estamos posando una piscina nueva en mi patio atrás. Mm-hmm. Pues estamos sin Ethernet hoy.
Okay.
So we're putting a big hole in the backyard, cement pond, and we don't have the Ethernets. And I love what I just saw a segment that Jon Stewart had about a court of law versus fake TV, where you don't have to prove anything. Murdoch has set up for years, I'll tell you, since 2014 and before,
right,
where things could remain unchallenged. But thank God for Brit Hume. At least Brit Hume said, this guy you appointed, this guy you appointed, this guy you appointed, this guy you appointed. They all hate you. They all say you're incompetent. Yes, but that's only 10 out of many. When you're a way to get, when you're allowed to get away with lies, then you allow people to lie. And as John Stewart said, in a court of law where there was evidence.
Yeah, we've been saying this forever. When all
felonies, 34 felonies.
We've always said this. When his lies hit the light of day in a courtroom where, you know, only facts matter, this is what was going to happen.
Trump University. They got Sport the Sports. Thank God for Colin Cowherd putting out his thing about criminal, thug, criminal, 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 thug, convicted felon, convicted felon. When you surround yourself with those kind of people, it might, Jeff Foxworthy, you just might be a felon.
Carlos, what do you think his speech is going to sound like in prison?
Hello? No. Giorgio, not now. Not now, Giorgio. Okay, you can have top. Anyways, very innocent. It's very rigged. The showers here are very rigged. They make me shower with the other people. They promised me a private shower. I don't get it.
Don't you hope it's
somebody stole my toupee.
Hannibal Lecter.
Not nice.
He also
has nasty in here.
He also has a mask and he's in a cage. I'm just spitballing here about what his prison acceptance speech might be like at the RNC.
Hannibal Trump.
We had him out on a little thing.
It's all rigged. It's very rigged.
You tweeted in an arena full of fans cheering sexual assaulter, adulterer, felon Trump's entrance at the UFC. Not a single one of them is alpha male, as Liz Cheney or Bill Burr's wife. Yes.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's just fake male posturing. We've lost our masculinity. I've been to 3 UFC fights, and it's worse than a Joe Rogan show in terms of... There's huge fights breaking out all over the place. They're drunk. They're just... It's sad. It's not masculinity. It's just rage.
Yeah.
I can't do what I want, so I'm going to go here and pay. And I said, what did I also tweet, Stephanie, about that UFC fight? I said, you see an arena full of people cheering Donald Trump. I see a packed arena during a great Joe Biden economy.
Thank you.
The arena was packed with people paying hundreds of dollars for tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The economy's doing great. That's what I saw.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, you retweeted Isaac Asimov from 44 years ago, never gets old. There is a cult of ignorance in the United States, and there always has been. The strain of anti-intellectualism that has been a constant thread winding its way through our political and cultural life, nurtured by the false notion that democracy means that my ignorance is just as good as your knowledge. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is going to be... Our fight again this year is just, you know, absolute disinformation. It's not our facts, your facts. They don't have facts.
Right.
They have lies about everything.
Yeah.
From COVID to vaccine to the election to Trump's felonies, right on and on.
And then they have these quote unquote, as Moskowitz said, she doesn't represent Congress, but you have this rabid beach blonde build. Just raging at nothing, like, I do not worship Donald Trump. I worship God. That's why when Joe Biden had his State of the Union, my big giant red hat was overshadowing my teeny cross on my man breast.
She's such, like, monster truck rally trash. Like, she's every other day outside going, this is bullshit. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Did you hear this? Give me 20 again. This is her with Dr. Fauci just being a...
You think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, objection.
I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time, Mr. Raskin.
Gentlelady, point of order.
Mr. Chairman, in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Gentlelady, suspend. The gentlelady should recognize the doctor as a doctor.
This is... Seriously.
No, because this is what third graders do.
Right, exactly. That's what someone else in Congress said.
You're not a boy.
People usually
you're
buy...
not a boy because you're wearing pink today. It's breast cancer awareness week. Whatever.
Someone else in Congress said, is that normally, at a certain age, you learn tantrums don't work. She apparently has never learned that. It's just like, this is like an ongoing tantrum by this entire party, but particularly people like her, right?
And yet again, Margie Three Toys giving us an example of why her marriage failed. Roll clip.
God. And then she said, we have our weekly GOP conference this morning at 9. It better be about how we are stopping the Democrats and their full-on dictatorship and war against President Trump and all his supporters. Because so far, I've not heard a peep out of anyone in leadership about a plan. Zero. While the Supreme Court stepping in and stopping it would be great, what are we doing? I have never heard, I mean, they talk about weaponization. When have you ever heard this kind of talk? They are just exist to be Donald Trump's defense team all the way up to the Supreme Court, apparently. I mean, yep. I couldn't believe it, Carlos, when I heard that this weekend. The Speaker of the House is talking about that he knows a lot of Supreme Court justices and they need to step in right now and overturn a state conviction.
Yeah. It is fascism on display, and we ignore it to our peril, for sure. Just a bunch of lemmings and sycophants whose kids are going to find out. The kids are going to grow up and go, oh, God, my parents were just spineless weasels. I disown you. Wait, you got money?
This spin, the Fox spin, has really gotten. So this is Ducey and Kilmeade. They seem to be concerned Biden might alienate felons by calling Donald Trump a convicted felon.
That's funny.
Is this? Okay.
Apparently on Monday, he, behind closed doors at a fundraising event, he let former President Donald Trump have it. For the first time ever, he referred to him as a convicted felon who essentially snapped after he lost in 2020. Some of the campaign remarks quoted include this. Folks, the campaign entered uncharted territory last week. For the first time in American history, a former president that is a convicted felon is now seeking the office of the presidency. This isn't the same Trump who got elected in 2016.
How outrageous that President Biden, stated an actual legal fact. Okay, this is Kilmeade, just, you know, Fox, always concerned about the felons. Yeah.
I got this from the New York Times. I didn't realize this, but there's so many convicted felons out there that maybe they had an addiction or they feel they were unjustly charged or they had an indiscretion in their younger life, and they feel as though, you know, not being able to vote, even though the president can vote in Florida, not being able to vote, not being able to travel to certain places, this is a scarlet letter they live with. And the number's like 70 million. And when you start ripping the president, you're a convicted felon, are you, this is a question now, are you alienating a lot of those people who say this case doesn't make any sense.
This goes along the same logic that now that I'm a felon, I'm gonna get the black vote, and like my son said, it's gonna come through in spades.
We're in the upside down.
They're a dumb, out of touch white family. That's what they are. Rex Tillerson, General Kelly, everybody said he's dumb as a bag of rocks. Yep. He's stupid, and he lies, and he cheats.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you going to the mat for this guy? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, Christopher.
And again,
a new YouGov poll that was just released shows that Republican support for convicted felon as president has tripled since April.
It's unbelievable. Lock her up. Something would be very wrong. It would be tossed into chaos. If a convicted felon was allowed to run, he would throw everything into chaos.
Right.
Except for
constitutional crisis. She can't be allowed to run. Okay. Wow, wow, wow. Jennifer Rubin argued that many convictions for Class E felonies do result in prison time, and she said Trump's conduct and character should be enough to put him behind bars in this case. First of all, as we mentioned earlier, Carlos, Michael Cohen went to prison for this. And he has shown zero remorse, and he has 10 gag order violations. It's not simply that Trump has multiple civil judgments against him, she argues, or that he spearheaded a violent insurrection to overturn an election, or even his conduct that resulted in multiple contempt citations and motions and anger on courtrooms. In this case, character and conduct also encompass how Trump treats the criminal justice system. Taking a step back, his tactics are familiar to those who study fascism. When independence of the courts is eroded and the leader and his cult only accept as fair the outcomes that favor their cause, they can proceed to take a wrecking ball to other democratic institutions. She finishes by saying the voters ultimately have to reject fascism at the ballot box, but at present, Mershon must exercise his discretion in sentencing Trump to actual incarceration for at least a year to shelter the independent judiciary, judges, jurors, witnesses threatened by this felon and his rhetoric. If he does not, he puts New Yorkers and the Constitution at risk. I mean, Carlos, I feel like we just are waiting for some really bad to happen. you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you read any of the online lynching threats against Judge Mershon, if you read the threats against Dr. Fauci yesterday after Marjorie Taylor Greene's bull.
Well, DeSantis before her, too, right? Vilifying a guy that's just trying to help the world, help the country, as he's done for multiple administrations. You know, it's so frustrating that, and again, my brother and I discussed that. I think McConnell and the Republicans were counting on the fact that there was visual evidence of January 6th and basically saying, listen, we don't need to impeach and convict him because surely after what you saw, our party will just let him go on his own. And that was the mistake they made. Mm-hmm. They had a giant roach cornered and just thought, you know, we'll throw out some food the other way and maybe the roach will get out of the kitchen. Nope. He's demonstrated that guy. And Cohen told you, Cohen and Bill Maher, the guy is not going to leave.
Yeah.
When he loses, he will not leave.
Yeah. Yep.
He won't leave this time. He's never going to accept the results of anything, as you say, that does not benefit him. Everything else will be rigged.
Yeah.
Rigged.
Yep.
Rigged.
Yep. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick. Yeah. I'm, well, whatever age we're saying I am this morning, but I can kick.
I think something in your
My high school teacher said that I look the same as in high school. So that means 17.
You're not in your 30s. You're not in your 40s. No, you're in your 40s. You're not
I'm in my teens now.
You're in your teens.
My high school teacher has Benjamin buttoned me. And Morning Kick helps support the big lie. 10 supplements in one in there. I'm not fooling around. I got prebiotics in there, probiotics. I have superfoods for muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements.
Wow.
The big lie is supported internally and externally here at the Stephanie Miller Show. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, check it out. Strawberry lemonade flavor is so delicious. RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Yeah.
Get you stuck on that, right? These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Stephanie Miller.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
What do I always say, Jody? If you have trouble telling your Johnsons apart, Ron Johnson from Mike Johnson, Lauren Bubber can give you a hand.
That's true.
This is Ron Johnson.
Oh. Yes.
Which douche? Which Republican douche?
The jury pool came out of an electorate that's about 95% Biden voters versus 5% Trump. Whereas Hunter now... he's being tried in Wilmington, Delaware. Last time I heard, that was Biden country. And my concern is, as much as we are hoping for one juror to have the integrity of the Trump trial to produce a hung jury, my guess they'll have no trouble finding a juror or two. They'll just say, you know, it's just not quite beyond reasonable doubt. I just can't convict. So I would be shocked, quite honestly, if there's conviction here.
They're pretending like jurisdictions can be picked.
Right.
They can't.
Yeah, dude, it's don't sleep with a porn star in New York or whatever.
Right. Don't crime in New York. And for Hunter Biden, don't do whatever you did in Delaware.
He makes this sound like they think this. Nobody has ever prosecuted for this.
Right.
To get acquitted, it's because he shouldn't have been charged in the first place. I mean, this thing is so ridiculous, Carlos. And that's the other thing is, I don't even know how you prove, you know, I guess he didn't think he was, because I don't think he was currently using.
He was,
you know,
Chris, he had just gotten out of rehab 2 weeks earlier.
Chris, you were saying in the, you know, recovery community, they say once you're an addict, you're always an addict. But I think what he interpreted the question to be is, are you actively using? Maybe he wasn't. I mean, this is such a ridiculous charge to even go to trial
with. That's for a jury to determine.
Right.
That's how our legal system works in both the Trump case and the Hunter Biden case.
Right. And the truth
is, you can find a fair jury in any state. You can't find a fair judge in Florida. That's why he moved to Florida.
But he's
probably dumb enough to go, hey, if I move out of New York and I still have a felony charge in New York, yes, Dad, I think you should move. That'll save you.
Is that Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, Dad.
Thanks.
That's fun.
I mean, I keep saying the one thing I take away from all this is what a great dad he is. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm the president, but I'm also a dad. Jill and I love our son. We're so proud of the man he is today. Hunter's resilience in the face of adversity, the strength he's brought to his recovery are inspiring to us. A lot of families have loved ones who've overcome addiction and know what we mean. I mean, meanwhile, Megyn Kelly told the president to pipe down. She said the president commenting on any criminal trial is inappropriate. Donald Trump commented on every criminal trial of everyone, every crook in his administration, including his own.
Megyn Kelly has no idea what she's talking about.
He said, she said it's not appropriate.
Lighting her up.
It's not appropriate for a sitting president of the United States to be coming in any sort of criminal. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump commented on every single criminal case. Anyway, so he said, so she said, so be quiet, shut up, she says to the president of the United States, expressing love for his son.
Shut up and litigate.
Right. 29 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 4 Democratic and 22 Republican incumbents in the Wisconsin Assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. That's according to an analysis by WisPolitics. The Republicans facing primary challengers include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne. Local leaders in Wisconsin support tighter emission standards for vehicles in the U.S. starting in 2 years. Pamela Guthman is a member of the Chippewa County Board and a registered nurse.
These EPA standards are necessary to decrease the harmful particulate matter, to save lives of our children, grandchildren, and community members right here in Eau Claire and throughout Wisconsin.
The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Parents of students at Southside Elementary want the principal and assistant principal out. 66 people signed a complaint that was sent to the district. It alleges bullying claims aren't taken seriously, parents aren't listened to, safety procedures aren't followed, and black and brown boys face harsher discipline than their white peers. Current and former staff say school administrators were retaliating against teachers who made complaints, specifically naming the principal and assistant principal. At a school board meeting, one former third grade teacher said they've never seen anything like it.
People were coming to me daily recounting really shocking stories. I've been an educator for 10 years and have never experienced such a toxic workplace.
An MMSD spokesperson confirms they're going to use an outside investigator to look into the problem. They're in the process of hiring one now. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time when Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and our executive producer, Lukester Mathers, joins us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
which is routinely part of the package for search warrants and was part of the package for the search of President Biden's home as well.
So when former President Trump alleges that this was an assassination attempt against him, he is not telling the truth, either knowingly or, as is often the case with him, unknowingly.
I'm just saying that the allegation is not true. This is our standard use of force policy, which limits the use of force that agents can use.
Okay. And once again, is likely to get someone killed. This mm-hmm. whole, you know, them yep. saying they're trying to assassinate Trump when it's just, yep. it's absurd. And Matt Gaetz, seriously, if anything, like, says there's no weaponization of the Justice Department, it's the fact that they didn't prosecute him right. for what yep. even Kevin McCarthy says is sex with underage girls.
When you were a judge, I'm just curious, did you ever make political donations to partisan candidates?
No.
No, and you didn't, because that would create the potential appearance of impropriety.
I didn't, because there's a federal rule barring federal judges from making contributions.
Right, but under that same theory of attacks on the judicial process, like, shouldn't someone be owed, like, a jury of their peers and a judge that's non-biased, rather than getting a judge from your political opponent's donor file?
Well, I'm well aware that you're not asking a hypothetical. You're asking me to comment on a jury verdict in another jurisdiction, which has to be respected. I won't comment on it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, Matt, your tricks work with 17-year-old girls, but...
Yeah.
That are easily
tricked. Wouldn't you say that you should go to a hotel room with me if you're tired and you want to sleep?
Okay, one more.
You know, the very reason there's a federal rule against judges giving donations is because it is the very attack on the judicial process that we're concerned about.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with anything you just said, but I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay, so you won't comment on it, Mr. Attorney General, but you had no problem dispatching Matthew Colangelo. Who's Matthew Colangelo?
That is false. I did not dispatch Matthew Colangelo.
Matthew Colangelo...
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's
yep.
all they are, trolls and conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, because, what you call it, he used to work at the DOJ, so he happens to, he didn't dispatch him. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what they're trying to say, that Biden's behind this local prosecution that started long before he even announced for president. It's so insane, Carlos. I mean, it's...
Yeah, not to mention all the crimes that Trump has gone to court for before he was even a presidential candidate. And yeah. what really peeves me off is guys like Robert Kennedy Jr. who are saying... This should not be decided in the courts. This should be decided by an election. We tried that.
Yeah, we did that.
And he still refuted that. So why doesn't Bobby Kennedy mention that, like Michael Cohen, that, dude, and we tried a fair election.
This is why they've all got to be prosecuted, and I'm glad they are in Wisconsin. Is this, what, Jody, the fifth state or something? Mm-hmm. Because we're about to have another election, and they're going to do it again. Ken Cheeseborough.
Uh-huh.
The architect of the fake electors plot deployed by Trump's campaign in an effort to overturn the 2020 election has been indicted by the state of Wisconsin. He joins two others in the indictment. They're being charged with one count of forgery. It's this fake elector thing. But, yeah. you know, I don't know why this is so late, Carlos, but they have got to indict and imprison all of these people so they don't think they can just do it again. Which
they can get away with it again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Here's Eric Swalwell yesterday.
My colleagues... None of this today that you are bringing makes sense. Your inconsistencies, your hypocrisy, your sycophancy, unless you are in a cult. And guys, I'm starting to think you're in a cult.
Yep.
That is your right, but it's not your responsibility. I promise you that's not what your constituents would want. So if you believe in states' rights, except when a jury in that state convicts your nominee for president, you might be in a cult.
Yeah. Yep. And then Steve Cohen, one last one from
as
yesterday.
Far as weaponization of the department goes, did the Justice Department indict Senator Menendez?
It's a matter of public record, yes.
And he's a Democrat, isn't he?
I'm assuming the answer is yes.
And Henry Cuellar, Justice Department indicted him. He's a Democrat,
again,
too, isn't he?
It's a matter of public record.
So you've prosecuted Democrats, and as we speak, Hunter Biden, who is a... son of the president, is under trial in Delaware.
Yeah, so there's that. Yep. Joe in Pittsburgh on the very same subject. You're on with Carlos. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Steph. Love your show.
Thank you.
Steph, I'll tell you why I was calling. For the last few days, this has been on my mind. As a felon, Trump is not allowed to own a gun, okay?
Right.
But if he becomes our president, he'll have access to our nuclear code, and he'll also be the commander-in-chief. He controls the military where everybody owns a gun.
Well, and he also can't serve in the military, but right. He would be commander.
Well, I don't think he'd want to.
The commander-in-chief is a civilian post. It's not a military post. So,
Well, I just don't see how he could not have access to a gun and be in charge of our nuclear arsenal.
Yes, none of it makes sense. Thank you. It's just another we're not the ones taking crazy pills. It is a little bit insane.
Yeah, and all this baloney about Gates being concerned about a judge making a political donation. Ginny Thomas bussed people to the January 6th riots. Alito had an upside-down flag outside of his house. Mm-hmm. These are Supreme Court judges that lied during their hearing process that said that Roe v. Wade was precedent.
Yep.
He's hiring judges that will favor him and keep him in power. That's all they have. They don't have policy. Republicans do not. They have zero policy.
Oh, by the way, this is good news. Just, a harbinger of the election. Voters prefer a dead Democrat to anybody else. A Democratic congressman won his primary in New Jersey, despite the fact that he was
dead.
Right.
D-E-D.
Yeah. D-E-D.
D-E-D.
That's a month after. Right. Okay. Adam Schiff echoed what Swalwell said. He said, I watched the spectacle on the GOP side in the beginning. There were a few people who stood up to Trump in some way, shape, or form. They're all going or gone, and all we're left are the stooges and sycophants. This is what we saw on the committee today. There is no level below which they will not sink to defend Donald Trump, which underscores again why we cannot allow that convicted felon in the Oval Office, because there'll be no restraint on him by any of his own party in that kind of racketeering administration or in Congress. He said, I think when Donald Trump leaves the stage for good, and I hope and pray it's in November, I think the Republican Party decides to move on. That they lost with him over and over and over again, if not for the sake of our country, then for the sake of their own party, they need to move on. He predicts there will be Trump imitators who will rise in his place, but he said none of them will have his gift at grift. I mean, that's what I think, Carlos. I keep saying we have to defeat Trumpism, and I get the idiocy and it's not going to go away overnight, but, listen, once they drank the Kool-Aid from Jim Jones, that was, kind of it. I don't really feel like, it's going to exist in the same form. Do you, Trumpism?
No, because nobody's quite as stupid as he is. there's Vivek Ramaswamy, but, Ann Coulter says, you're too dark, darky, so that's not going to happen with you. Plus, Vivek is too smart, and so he's not vulnerable. The reason UFC people like him is because he's dumb like them. I'm sorry. These guys are great fighters. They train really hard. Some of them might be good people, but they're not intelligent. They're athletes.
Yeah.
They're not. They've not gone to school. They've not studied law. They can't comment on juries, felony counts, 34 felony counts, where they've seen none of the evidence.
You just sort of alluded to.
Yeah, he's appealing because he's stupid like them. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you alluded to the racism of, not just this party, but of Trump when he said, being a felon, the blacks will vote for him. I mean, he says this stuff out loud now. The president addressed this a while ago.
He's that guy who won't say Black Lives Matter and invokes neo-Nazi Third Reich terms. We all remember Trump is the same guy who unleashed birthism, the birthism lie against Barack. And then Trump tells you he's the greatest president. I love this one. He says he's the greatest president for black people in the history of America, including more than Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. And then Dark Brandon was in the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, can you fathom that? Where in the hell? Like I said, I think he injected too much of that bleach in his skin. I think it affected his brain.
Pastor John in Connecticut, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Pastor John.
Hey there, you beautiful people. Hi. I want you to know that agape love is still the answer. We need to remember and vote. And we need to teach our young people, remember and vote, that because of this day, 6 years ago on this day, we have Reagan, Ford, Trump, everybody. We have to remember and vote. Remember Medgar Evers, who gave his life on June 11th.
Yep.
Remember Swanee, Goodman, Cheney, who gave their lives. Yeah. Remember Senator Bobby Kennedy, who gave his life today for your right to vote. Remember and vote and teach young people to go out there and vote.
Yep.
That's what I want to say.
Yep.
And ask President Biden to come to the Sexy Liberal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jody, get on that. Why haven't you done that booking yet?
I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with you? Wow.
Sexy Liberal D.C.
Yeah, for his inauguration in D.C.
He'll be fine with that. He won't have anything to do.
Easy.
Yep. Yeah, this election is about righting the ship. Again, you can't get everything you want. You have to you have to get that message to students and protesters and people all over the country and the third party voters. You cannot get what you want. You can't get everything you want. But what you need to do is get the toehold back so we can keep climbing the mountain. That's to save democracy, and that's to vote blue no matter who. That's the way it goes.
I've been reading Joy Reid's book, Medgar and Murley, mm-hmm. about Medgar Evers. Mm-hmm. And I just said I was so struck by something she was talking about recently. She was talking with Al Sharpton, and you know, he said Jesse Jackson said to him once, you know, we're the only civil rights leaders that have ever made it to 40. Medgar Evers, mm-hmm. 39. Yeah, Martin Luther King, 39. Malcolm X, 39. You know,
yep.
And so when you think of the number of people that have died, you know, for your right to vote, that's the thing that always kills me, Carlos, is the half of us that just don't vote, mm-hmm. that just don't, you know.
I don't know what more evidence you need than the 2025 Project,
mm-hmm.
Heritage Foundation, this criminal, this thug, this Nazism, this fascism. It's right there in your face. What more evidence do you need? That's our job this election. Just stop that guy. Then whatever you don't like, we'll fix from there. But you got to patch this giant cancerous hole in our system, and that's Trump. Patch it first, then go left.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Project 2025, Trump suggested he'll prosecute his political rivals as payback. I mean, of course he will.
Mm-hmm.
he called his prosecution a terrible precedent and said his call for Hillary Clinton to be in prison was meant in jest. Oh, I see. It was a joke. That's what he always
writes. That's always funny.
And then he did this lie again. He said it would be terrible to throw the president's wife and former secretary of state. You think of it into jail. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? But they wanted to do it. Oh, I see. It was just the people chanting that. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
You gotta lock them up. You gotta do it.
But he said it's a terrible path they're leading us to. It's very possible it's going to happen to them. And then he went on to say it would have been very easy for the DOJ to prosecute Hillary Clinton, but he declined. That is such a flat-out lie. He ordered them to prosecute her. There was no evidence of anything. Do you think in the next term they're going to need any evidence? Of course not.
He hired, what's his name, Johnny Big Ears, the guy from Alabama or whatever, to prosecute them, the guy that was ousted.
Johnny Big Ears?
Oh.
Who? Jeff Sessions, the elf.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions, the guy with the golem ears.
Johnny Big Ears.
Johnny Big Ears. Prosecute those people.
Who said of Trump, this is a man to put us $8 trillion in debt? This is a man who praised China's President Xi a dozen times after China gave us...
Excellent job.
China gave us COVID. This is a man who now wants to go out and put 10% tariffs across the board, raising taxes on every single American. Who said that?
Cat dog.
No, that was Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley said that.
Yeah. Nikki Haley, huh?
Mm. Who
Nikki
said
he's afraid of her own name, Handy?
Mm-hmm. Who said he's just trying to control as much as he control, but we don't want a king in America? Who said that?
Ratchet and Clank.
No, that was Nikki Haley. He said that about Donald Trump. Who said every bit of it's disgusting to sit there and mock my husband for not being with me on the campaign trail because he's deployed and serving our country? The reality is the closest Trump has come to harm's way is a golf ball hitting him on a golf cart. Who said that?
Rocco Wallaby.
Rosemary.
No, that'd be Nikki Haley.
It was Rosemary, I swear. I was in the room when she said it.
Carlos, I've said this over and over again, but how do any of us as humans process? Can you imagine if someone attacked your spouse like that or your, you know, father? And they're
or John
just
McCain.
Pathetic.
If
they
you're
come
a veteran,
crawling back. They just come crawling. I mean,
if you're a veteran and you support Trump, then you hate John McCain. You hate what happened to John McCain. You hate that he stayed behind and got tortured so that other socialists could go free. You hate the military if you're ex-military or current military. And you support Donald Trump, you hate what you're involved in.
Thank you.
He had McCain's ship moved. I want the ship moved.
I know, so he couldn't see it. Yes. A bonus round, Chris.
Okay.
Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We cannot win a general election that way.
Lindsey Graham.
No, that was a good guess, though. No, that was Nikki Haley.
Okay.
Who said every single thing Donald Trump has said or put on TV has been a lie?
Bernie Rubble.
No, that was Nikki Haley before...
I said it, Fred. Bonnie.
Okay.
Did you do voices on Ratchet and Clank?
I don't know if I did. Maybe.
Okay.
We're too old.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
Huh? People tell me I've interviewed people that I don't remember.
I had a leaf on my head. Who knows?
I don't know. It was a style at the time to have leaves in your glasses.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of the war. You could only get the green ones.
It's that thing during Christmas. What do they call it? Mistletoe. It was mistletoe.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. I'm fangirling out. We get to talk to Dr. Marty this week. Oh, my God. He is, I'm telling you, people fly from all over the world with their doggies and their kitties to go see Dr. Marty. He is, I'm telling you, it is the best dog and cat food in the world. Real food. It's the real food movement, people. Mm-hmm. Why did we ever think of kibble? What? Have you ever, kibble smells like nothing. It's
right.
Right? Is it burnt? It's like cooked at high heat. There's no nutrients.
Rocks. Nothing but rocks.
Thank you.
I got a rock.
Exactly. That's what dogs have been saying forever.
Uh-huh.
And now they're like, wait a minute, real food? Real food? What do you want? Okay. It's
real food. It's better than a Scooby snack.
Look at the ingredients. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. The actual things. It's not meat meal. It's the actual things. And then they throw in antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Right. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It's shelf-stable. It's dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. It's not cooked at high heat. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture that they find irresistible.
Irresistible.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. You're ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Take that. Hi. It's Coffee with Carlos.
Do boys really like you?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's necessarily mutual.
I can change her.
She just hasn't seen mine yet.
Alec
Baldwin is doing a reality TV show with his wife, Hilaria. Is she funny?
Oh,
I feel like if you name yourself Hilaria, you should be funny.
I don't think she named herself.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, they want viewers to see the ups and downs of their life with their 7 children. Yikes. Wow.
Yeah, I saw a preview promo for this, and it looks chaotic.
No kidding.
Yes. Yeah. Well, which Baldwin did we have on? Who can remember?
Billy.
Billy. We had Billy on, and the stories of them growing up, they got in fights where one of them accidentally hit their mother with a fireplace poker.
Oh.
They got into, really, like, knockdown dragouts.
Yeah.
I bet you Steven.
They're like the Wahlbergs, only more violent.
Yeah. I bet you Steven was the a-hole in the family.
Yes.
Whatever. Yes. I'm going to blame the right winger.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Trump's allies insist his 34 felonies, Carlos, will help his election chances. Joe Scarborough, and I agree, says this is completely delusional. It's this spin they keep trying to give us.
Yeah.
Joe said this is such a bubble these people live in. I mean, even people in sort of the media orbit I've talked to think 34 felony convictions is great for Donald Trump, great for fundraising, firing up the base. They're just completely delusional because, he's...
Yeah, it's like his hat got a darker shade of red. They don't care. And that's not going to work among independents. It's going to turn independents off, and it's going to turn them towards Joe Biden.
Yeah. Jonathan Lemire said, I talked to people around him. He doesn't want to go to prison. He doesn't want to be convicted. They convinced them they get a hung jury. They were surprised by the verdict, and particularly that it was unanimous. Even if it helps politically with his base, there's simply no way it helps beyond that. I mean, thank you.
His base ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, and the polling, what is it, like 57%? I can't remember, think the verdict was just, and also think he should drop out, Boy, at this point, now I'm hoping he doesn't, aren't you?
Yeah.
Stay
in.
Yeah.
Stay in.
Are all Republicans crooks, or do you just feel that way?
Seems
the
like
chief
it.
Financial officer of the far-right Epoch Times was just indicted on Monday of charges of allegedly participating in a massive money laundering scheme. U.S. Majority Leader Steve Scalise received $40,000 campaign donation from the PAC of a big oil CEO who colluded with OPEC to drive up energy prices. I mean, Carlos, he's just turned this whole party, I think, into crook or crook enablers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all Dick Tracy extras.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, put me in your gang.
All right. Follow and worship Carlos as we do and have for 11 billion years. We love you, Leafy McLeaferson.
Leave me alone.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Eric.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.